Isaiah chapter 55. Everybody say unusual. So you're going to have to follow real close. It's not a normal pattern that's going to be set this morning. So you're going to have to follow closely because there's an apostolic change that's going to be made. How many of you were here Tuesday night? You remember what happened? You went from time to eternity and you start living eternal life right now. All right, in Isaiah 55, and I'll tell you where we're going in a few minutes. It says in the first verse, "Ho, everyone that what?" And three quarters of y'all I didn't hear. Y'all in Isaiah 55? Let me try again. It said, "Ho, everyone that what?"
Thirsty.
Underline thirsty. Thirst. Now, we're not talking about physical thirst here now. We're talking about spiritual thirst. It does not come automatically. Thirst for God and thirst for the things of God comes over a protracted period of time when you recognize that you can't handle your life by yourself. I need help, me. How about that? Yeah. And so when you develop that thirst, you cannot fully drink until you have developed, you're thirsty enough to drink. All right? Okay. All right. Now, I just want to say that about that word. Ho, everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters. So the waters are there. And he that has no money. Watch this now. No money. Come ye, buy, and eat. Yeah, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Without money. So this is the drink that you can't buy. The world don't have it for sale. It's different. It's not on the market. And sadly to say, few in the body of Christ ever drank it as they should. Because they never developed a thirst for it as they should. And it's such a blessing. You can get drunk. You can get drunk on it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can get drunk on it. But it's a different kind of drunk. It leave you hanging over with joy. And peace. I'll make a statement. Money not everything. There's some things that money can't buy. There's some things that are not even for sale. What I'm about to minister about this morning is not for sale. So the normal market can't put this on display. It's divine. It's supernatural. It's in another realm. You can't find it at the market. Supermarket, supernatural. So we're talking about the supernatural market that can expand, enlarge, increase joy, peace, happiness, prosperity, money, silver, gold, health. He has it all. You know that? God has it all. Why look somewhere else? So it says here, verse 2 now, watch what it says. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? and you labor, oh my goodness, for that which satisfied not. Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good. Now watch what it says now. And let your what?
Soul.
Delight itself in fatness. Abundance. Fatness means abundance. Fatness means prosperity. Fatness means increase. On another level. All right? Are you following me? Verse 3 now. Watch verse 3. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear and your what?
Soul.
Soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even to show mercy of David. That's powerful. Here's something that money can't buy. Now, I have two subjects this morning. How to develop a rich soul. How to develop a rich soul, S-O-U-L. And then the other part of it is your soul produces what money can't buy. A lot of people got money unhappy. Your soul produces what money can't buy. Look with me in Psalm 42 for a moment. I might look at one or two verses there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, I'm not preaching to impress you this morning. I want to put an imprint on you. Psalm 42 says, verse 1, as he that panted after the water brook, so panted my soul after thee, O God. I'm thirsty. Verse 2 said, my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When should I come and appear before my God? Thirsty, you see. Thirsty. I wrote for you to hear. All of God's children should train their soul to thirst and hunger for righteousness. And to function at its max, and let it function at its max in their life at all times. Hunger and thirst after righteousness. Now don't raise your hand and don't be answering me, because I don't have to call nobody a liar. How many of y'all are really thirsty and hungry for God more than anything else? More than a car, more than a house, more than money, more than anything else. Really hungry and thirsty for him. See, because the Holy Spirit have the birth death in you. This is not going to happen automatically because it's not an automatic thing. But once you get to it, your life change, your life expand. You begin to live different. When you let the Holy Spirit produce a thirst in you for God himself. We thirst after a whole lot of other stuff. You know, scotch, bourbon, vodka. Huh? But may the Lord, in this session this morning, birth a greater thirst in you for him. After the Holy Spirit shows a few things in the scripture, may the Lord birth hunger in you for more of him. And because if you don't have it, you haven't lived yet. I said if you don't have it, you really have not drank yet. And you could have had I've been to some real palatial place, and I've set some great tables. But if you don't have this hunger, you haven't eaten nothing yet. All the delicacies and stuff you talk about and all the fancy restaurants, they don't serve this. Are you following me? See, naturally, nothing else can serve a meal that can satisfy your soul but God. And God don't mind you going to nice places. He wants you because you're his children. He wants you to have the best. But he wants you to know the best is not the best. He is the best. And once you understand that, all the other best fall in line. And all the other best will never take his place. See, but you got to taste the best before you know the best. And so the world calling us off to a lot of things. They're setting things up and they're telling us this is the best. No, it's not the best. The best is not on TV. The best is not in the computer. The best is on the inside of you. And knowing how to tap into the things of God, knowing how to walk with God, knowing how to hear God's voice, knowing how to let God lead you, knowing how to hold God's hand, knowing how to lay down at night and God lay down beside you. That's the best. See, so if you never experience the best, you'll think that's the best. You'll think some of these things they're advertising is the best, but it's not the best. No, you have, come and taste and see how sweet and how good I am. See, then all the other best gonna run out. See, so we got to get our priorities straight by the Holy Ghost. We can't get it straight just because we want to get it straight physically. This the spiritual laws and spiritual insight and God opening things to us we've never seen before in his will, his way, his word, his wisdom. Okay? All right? So we're talking about thirsting and hungering after something that the market don't offer. That all these smart folks can't invent. Come on, sir. It's something that the majority won't get because they're too busy after other things. They're after stuff. You know, you can have that inner stuff. So we're talking about things like priority. Purpose. What's come first? We're going to deal with it. See, because your soul, how to develop a rich soul. Listen how Jesus teaches on this subject. You ready? Turn to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew's 5. Let Jesus teach on this subject. He's a master teacher. Yes, how many of y'all believe Jesus is a master teacher? Yes. Now, don't raise your hand fast because I'm about to ask you a trick question. How many of y'all think y'all know more than Jesus? Y'all know how to live a better life than Jesus can tell you how to live. I really would like for you to leave. Because you're dangerous. If you think you can develop a better life than Jesus can give you, you done saw some instrument or some society or some sorority, you believe that can give you a better life than Jesus, I really don't want to be around you. Because you're a dangerous person. So let the master, how many of y'all believe Jesus is the master teacher? How many of y'all believe Jesus knew what he was talking about? How many of y'all believe Jesus was guessing sometime? Look with me at the sixth verse of the fifth chapter of Matthew. It's some of the master's greatest teaching. He was laying a foundation for the church and for people who follow God. And they call it the Beatitude, but look at verse 6. Empowered, the word blessed means empowered to prosper. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. What they're hungering and thirsting after? Righteousness. And what righteousness bespeak there? It what? God's ways of doing things. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. What did he say? They shall be what?
Filled.
Filled with what? His righteousness. His divine, supernatural ways of doing things that cause miracles, signs, and wonders.
Yes, sir.
But notice, becoming hungry and becoming thirsty cannot come through tradition. It will not come through your religious routine of going to church and clapping your hand. It does not come through emotion. It has to come with a real contact with God's spirit, where a thing come up called conviction. I'm convinced that God is the best thing that ever happened to me. Jesus is the best thing that happened to me. But that won't come by just reading. That won't come by just singing. There's a convicting power that the Holy Spirit has to bring on your life, that you recognize first things first. Yeah. Blessed are they which do hunger. I don't want a normal God. I want to go after him.
Yeah.
Day and night.
Yeah.
I want more.
Yeah.
I want more of you.
More.
So therefore, I know I'm not going to be with the big crowd. You see, mankind, even in the church, have set God off over here. I'll see you Sunday. Now, when we get through right here, God, when we get through after this, I go through this 1 or 2 hours, then the rest of the time belong to me. I ain't got time to be praying you at my house, telling you I love you. I'm about to eat now. I'm about to rest myself and watch me some TV. I ain't got no time. Don't be interrupting me, because you don't supposed to be up here now. It ain't church time.
Preach.
Blessed are they who casually follow me. What'd he say? What'd he say? Look in your book. What'd he say? Now, to tell the truth, how many of y'all, don't raise your hand, because I'm, because you don't come to church on Tuesday night. You ain't hungry. You ain't thirsty. You go into a routine. You just trying to get to heaven. The only reason you come, you just trying to get to heaven. You're not concerned about sinners need to be saved. You're not concerned about preaching this gospel. You're not concerned about so. You just trying to get to heaven. You're concerned about you. You never come to the point where you find out how sweet it is to know how real God is, and how, what blessing when an anointing come on you, when God present, when God lays hand on your shoulder and ministers to you. He's the best thing that ever happened to me. How many of y'all can say in reality, with lifestyle backing it up, he's the best thing that ever happened to me. He's better than a concert.
Yes.
Beyonce not the best thing ever happened to me. Now, I ain't got nothing against Beyonce, but she ain't the best thing happened to me. You cannot get messed up in arithmetic when you're dealing with God. He will not accept second place. He'll put up with you, but he really know he can't trust you. You got a lot of things on your agenda ahead of him. I'm gonna try to get that out of you this morning. I feel some of y'all under conviction now. I'm gonna try to get it out on you. Now, God can't be on your agenda. You got to have a revelation. You got to have a revelation. You got to intimacy have to come forth for you to really fall in love with God. See, he's talking about love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, all thy soul, all thy strength. That's you?
Yes.
No, well, no, 1 minute. Now I can't do all this. I got some other things I need to do. If you put him first, everything else will fall in place. Ain't nobody in here no more happier than me. Nobody in here no more blessed than I am. But he on my agenda first. And I'm not compromising to please nobody else. Look at what Jesus, he's the master teacher. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. How many see that? All right, now, go to the 6th chapter, 33rd verse. What? But seek ye first. Where's it see you what? The kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now, you can't go to the end of his voice. You can't go to that last statement. Everybody trying to get to that last statement. You can't go to that last statement. You got to bring it all up with you. You see, we want all the stuff added, but do we have him first? Are we under conviction? See, everybody want that last part of that voice. All these things to be added. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things to be added. How many of y'all see it? Oh, y'all don't want to see it. Y'all don't want to say amen either. Huh? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You can't go to the end of that verse without going first. I was a daughter of $400 and a father of $525. If I was to ask you a question and say, now, before you answer, God's going to strike you dead if you lie. He said, don't ask it, Pastor. Don't ask that question now. But I'm going to ask it, and then just stay cool, you know. Is he really? Is God really first in your life? Over half of you couldn't say it. All over the world. Is he really first? Can he cancel some of your best gigs? Can he disappoint some of your friends? Can you tell them, no, I can't do this because it will violate my walk with God? Or can you go do everything and come back and, you know, get in your little repent mode? And God know you're not real? See, this type of people say, I want to be blessed. Well, that's what I'm teaching you, how to be blessed. Put him first. It ain't going to hurt you. Put him first. It ain't going to hurt you. Put him first. It ain't going to hurt you. And I'm really not trying to teach with eloquence. I'm really not trying to impress you this morning. I'm trying to get an imprint on you to recognize how sorry you're going to be when you find out you haven't walked with God with all your life. You messed around and played with God and never tasted and saw how sweet God is. God put his arm around you. No man can hug you like God can hug you. God hug you with grace. God hug you with mercy. God hug you with forgiveness. God hug you with joy. God hug you with peace that this world can't even fold. Oh, I hate to see people miss out on what having a close walk with God. And God talk with you in the morning and talk with you in the midday and talk with you late at night and early in the morning. The first question on your mind when you get up, oh, God, where are you? Some of y'all uneasy, I see it. Some of y'all uneasy, because y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, religious spirit, old traditional spirit. Keep us from finding fine tuning in on God, synchronizing on God. Recognize that your life is sacred. Don't sell it. Don't let this world make you awful. Put him first. That's what the church need to be doing. That's what we need to be doing. When I stand up here as a minister, I don't stand up here to entertain you. I'm supposed to put God right in front of you and hear him say, I love you and I want you to have the best. God ain't going to hold nothing back from you. Romans 5. Well, you know, I feel some conviction coming up in here. Punch your person next to you and say, you listening? Don't be scared of them. Now I'm going to ask a question. Turn to Romans 5, I'm going to ask a question. How many under the sound of my voice, I want you to raise your hand on this one, don't raise it, really want to reign in life? You don't want to reign in life, boy? Put your hand up high so I can see you then. Put your hand up. Put your hand up. Higher, 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 a little higher. Yeah, you want to reign in life. You know, you want, how many of y'all want to win? You know what I'm talking about, winning? Huh? How many of y'all want to be on top? Now, you got to be crazy or insane or something wrong with you if you don't have your hand up. Because you're lying. It's a human desire to win. It's a human desire to be on top, right? Romans 5, 17. For if by one man offense death reigned by one, much more. They which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Psalm 139, verse 14. Y'all done got lazy back there. Y'all can put them verses up. Psalm 139, verse 14. Because I know they got to be looking for them back there now. So it's so easy to go on automatic. Put them verses up. I will praise thee, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Everything that happened in your life, you should give the Lord praise.
Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Always take time to give the Lord praise and give him thanks for what he has done for you. Then he says, for I praise thee, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works. But notice what it says at the end. That my soul knows right well. So, we have too many, and I'm not fussing at them, I'm just trying to line it up. Too many surface Christians. They don't want the word to scratch them so they can bleed a little bit. They got such a solid front, the word can't scratch them. See what I mean by the word scratching? Word telling you that's wrong, get it right. That's why you came here this morning. The word, you start bleeding a little bit. Huh, you shouldn't have said that. But the law was saying it just for you because he's trying to take you to another place. Surface. The word can't penetrate. The word can't get down that way it want to get. But God dug you here this morning. And I'm a dig this morning because I want you to see it. Man, listen. 40-something years I've been living this life.
Yes, sir.
Gwen, no. And there's nothing compared to it. I got all the other stuff. All of it. Nothing compared to it. A jet not compared to it. I was sitting on my jet yesterday. You know what I say? I was sitting on my jet.
Yes, sir.
But it don't compare to it. Just a conversation with one or two words from him.
Yes.
It's better than all the jets in the world.
Yes.
Y'all don't want me to talk about my God up here anymore. I'm not talking about this haphazard God. I'm not talking about this God we use.
No.
We're not talking about our butler.
No. Come on, Apostle.
We're talking about somebody we're going to let rule and reign and regulate in our lives. Whatever you say, Lord, I'll do it. Ain't nobody running and crying and nothing of them yet this morning. My soul knows right well. Look at 3 John 2. I'm trying to show you something, how to tap in. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. But it don't come automatically. Even as thy soul prospers. What is a prosperous soul? A soul that is sold out to God, and I want what you want.
Yes, sir.
I want your will to be done in my life. I'm tearing my schedule up.
Yes, sir.
God. Now, see, I lose half my memory. Tear your schedule up and let God write a new schedule in your life. Watch what happened to you. The things you're trying to get, they'll just show up at your doorstep. See, once your soul, you understand that your soul can be rich, a rich soul, you recognize you switch from the law of distraction to the law of attraction. See, as long as you're operating in the law of distraction, you're going to have to go after things. Oh, I'm preaching now, boy. And the church, right in the middle of that, they're going after things. They're praying after things. They're saying the affirmation, decree, declaration. They're trying to get something to happen in their life because most of the time they're operating in the law of distraction. He's not first. But once, you listen to me? Once you put him first and start operating in the law of attraction, a lot of things you're praying for, you don't have to pray for it. A lot of things you're asking for, you won't have to ask for it. Because you're attracting it by the way you live.
Oh.
Stuff looking for you. People looking for you. Because when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, what he said? What that is? Well, you attracted it. You're busy. You're too busy to go after it. How many see that?
Yes,
you see, so the law of attraction is based on you being hungry and thirsting after God and not stuff and not things. The things will run you down. So you see, over half our prayers we have wasted. Because we're praying for the thing we need.
Right.
See? See? But when we recognize he is our source and he's our supply, all we need is him. And so a lot of time, y'all listening? A lot of time we're making wrong turns in life and we're taking a long journey to get somewhere where we already were. But we're not doing what he told us to do. We got to do what he told us to do. Put him first. Now, I know some of y'all are doing this. Some of y'all. I know some of y'all. I don't want to talk good. Some of y'all. I don't want to talk good. You say it the way you want. You let me preach like God tell me to preach. Some of y'all. You go ahead and say some of you all and all that stuff. Y'all go ahead and say what y'all want. I'll say what I want to say. Now, young lady, whether you know it or not, I just changed your life. The way I change your life is don't go after it, go after God. See. The most prosperous thing that can happen to you is that you sell out and let God control your whole life. Let me run up the road here. May the Holy Ghost, write it down. May the Holy Ghost anoint you to stay thirsty for the things of God. May the Holy Spirit, you hear me? Anoint you to stay thirsty. Turn to John chapter 7. Watch what happened to you.
Yes, sir.
John chapter 7. John chapter 7. If you've never been here, you want to get here. I said, if you've never been here, where we're going now, you need to get there. John 7, chapter, verse 37. When you get there, let me know you're there. Y'all got Bibles over there? All right. In that last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood. I'm listening. Jesus stood. Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirsts, let him go to Jerusalem. No. Let him come unto me and drink. So he's talking about a different type of drink, isn't he? Huh? He that believeth on me, the scripture have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers, plural, of living water. Say living water.
Living water.
Say it again.
Water.
Say it again. I heard this. I don't know who this is for. I haven't had a drink in a long time. Because religion can't fulfill that. Going to church can't. No. Just because you come here don't mean you drink no living water. Verse 39. Watch. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. That's my friend there. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. But thank God Jesus is glorified, and the Holy Ghost is given at this hour. Thank God I don't have to thirst no more. Thank God I can stay under the fountain and drink every day. Drank in the morning, drank at night. Thank God I stayed drunk with the glory of God. And some people look at you, they feel sorry for you, because they really think they got something better. You ain't got nothing no better. You ain't got nothing no better. You ain't no better. Take a drink this morning. Drown some of that foolishness. Let the Holy Ghost move through your spirit this morning. Stuff you've been going through, you don't have to go through that stuff. God wants you to have the best. God wants to raise you up. God wants what? God wants you happy. See, circumstances don't determine whether you're happy. How things going? That don't determine a person drinking. Look, you get a drunk person. Two people got shot right over there, right next to them. They say, "Hey, what's going on, man?" They're drunk. They've been drinking. The 2.9, that don't mean nothing to them. So in life, when you drink right, you're going to have stuff come in your life that you don't like. But by drinking, you're going to be able to handle it with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Some of y'all this morning, the sound of my voice, people out there on the internet, got some little Mickey Mouse problem in your life now. All of us go through things. It's not what you go through. It's how you handle it, baby. You follow me? That's all pastor's trying to do. Let me go back to be pastor now. That's all pastor. See, I'm not an evangelist. So I'm going to go back as your pastor right now. All I'm trying to do is get you to see it. Y'all listening to me? I'm almost through. But she was dealing with, things that money can't buy. Money can't buy you a good wife. She might come for the money. But she ain't gonna be no good wife. Because she's putting some insurance on you, Bob. And she look at the date on that stuff she cooking, and it said it'd been expired 7 months. She said, "That's what I'm looking for." You can't buy love. Tell these boys, you got one. You got a good woman. Hold on to them. Treat her right. Treat her right. They're not easy to find. You can find all kind of looks. A wife. Oh boy, they've been happy. I've been nice to him. He come in and got my daughter. He's been happy ever since. I ain't never sung without a smile. Come and got one of my good girls. He happy because she ain't crazy. I train her how not to be crazy. You get a woman out this church been listening to me, you got a good woman. Notice how I say that now. I can't say all of them listen, so you get a woman out this church been listening to me, you got a good woman. Don't come back and tell them, "You told me this woman." I said, "She wasn't listening." How to train your soul to be rich in things that money can't buy. Now, this is a mystery. Go back to Isaiah 55. Here's a mystery being unfolded, how to train your soul to think like God. Go to Isaiah. I'm almost through. Go to Isaiah 55. Anybody getting help? Now, I know some of y'all got a few things y'all got to move around. Because it's some things you keep on your mind too much without consulting God. There's what you call success. But then there's what you call good success. I'm talking about good success. I'm talking about having him where he's supposed to be and success following you. I'm not talking about you falling behind success. Righteousness, according to the book of Job, righteousness makes you successful. Job was a successful man. There's a lot of things some people going through now they don't need to go through. God trying to get their attention. Pay attention. I am the minister of real word to you, not just to tickle you and make you feel good. The enemy tried to take me back there, but I wouldn't let him. The Lord helped me and got me back where I was supposed to be. Isaiah 55. See, we're talking about things that money can't buy. See. And we're also talking about things we shouldn't let money interrupt. Or nothing else interrupt. You understand? I'm not letting nothing get between me and God. But if your soul not trained, if your emotion, your will, your mind, your imagination not trained. You see, if, write this down. If you don't live by your God-given imagination, you're going to live by fascination. The world gonna offer you some fascination that they seem like it's so great, and you're not living by your God-given imagination because I imagine what God can do, and I recognize in my imagination that this world can't offer me nothing that God can't do better. Why? The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof. It all belongs to Him. Don't let nobody take a little fragmented part and come tell you how great they are. God owns the whole world. My. Look here, Isaiah 55. For everyone that thirsts, verse 1, come into the waters. He that has no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yeah, come, buy wine and milk. Without money, wine and milk mean you know you where you want to be, and without price. Go with me down to the 8th verse. Now, in the 8th verse, he's still talking about your soul. Are y'all hearing me? In the 8th verse, when you talk about mind, thoughts, you're still talking about your soul.
Yes, sir.
See. Not that your spirit ain't ready to go, but your soul might not be ready to go. Your spirit, born again, you love God. But your soul, the transfer switch, is stuck. You're stuck in your mind. You're stuck in your thought pattern. You got to let the Lord renew your mind so your soul can think like your spirit. Is it hot in here?
No.
I must be hot. It's fine. Don't turn that down. Or it's fine. Don't touch that down. Don't touch that down. I must be done got hot up in here.
Glory to God.
I'm about to close. Now, I told you to go to the 8th verse, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to read them. The 6th and 7th verse let you know that he's talking to sinners. All right. But a carnal soul is just like a sinner. I never heard that, a carnal soul. A carnal soul, you used to say a carnal mind. But you, when you say a carnal mind, you're talking about a carnal soul too. A Christian with a carnal mind is just like a sinner. Because they can't really hear God. They're going through motion, but they're not really in contact with God. So here's what he said in the 8th verse. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. You're not thinking like me. So because my thoughts are not your thoughts, your thoughts are not my thoughts, neither your way is my way. Woo-hoo, says the Lord. Because if you don't think like me, you can't act like me. So my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. You see that? How many of y'all see that? All right, let me go. For as the heaven are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Now, he didn't say you can't think his thoughts. He didn't say you can't have his ways, but you can't have his way with your way. The boy told us in class this morning, they were in the army. He said, whatever the sergeant come out with on, everybody had to wear it. I said, well, you couldn't make up your mind. I don't want to wear this. He said, no, you can't make your mind up for that. Not in the army. When the church recognized she's the army. And when the church recognized you must follow your leader. See, somewhere along we got robbed of that because we got our own ways. And somebody trying to take you somewhere, they said, put some boots on. They know they're going through water. I'm wearing my tennis, me. Well, wear your doggone tennis. Come on, let's go. Let a snake bite you or something. You got to know how to follow orders when you give instruction. God trying to get you somewhere. Somebody say, ouch.
Ouch.
Now, you don't tell me when to close. I'm going to close in the funeral. But you're not going to come up in here, all this labor I got to get this. You're not going to tell me when to close. You wasn't here when we built this building. Don't come here telling me what you, I'm ready to go. I'm trying to show you something on my clothes when I get through showing it to you. I received your seed. It's $500. Now, that make people nervous. Who got a calculator? Don't you be bringing that calculator in here. All right, in the closing, I hear the Holy Ghost want me to propose a question to you that will surmise everything. Who ready for that breakthrough? Huh? Now, the only reason you need a breakthrough is because there was a lagging that took place and there's something you didn't know. All right? Now, I'm about to show you something that you're going through. All right? You ready for it? My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. I didn't say you couldn't have my thoughts. If you have my thoughts, I'm going to show you my way through my thoughts. All right? Now watch what he says here. Watch what he says. Verse 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my way is higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. Notice what he's saying now. Now, wait, I got to explain something. When you speak the word in faith, is God's word going out of your mouth? Shit, that's why I'm trying to get you. I'm not trying to entertain you. I'm trying to get you where you leave here and get to your house and you need to say something. You can say it and know it's going to come out right. That's why you're being pastored at. You're not just coming out there and throw some feed to you. You're being pastored that the substance that you pick up in a service, you can use it in real life. We're not talking about feeling good for hours. We're talking about knowing how to fight the good fight of faith at any given moment. We're talking about having something that I can carry home with me. Wake up in the midnight hour, I got it. Watch what he says now. I got to hurry. Watch. Verse 11. So shall my word be forth that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. But it shall. I want everybody to get up and dance on the accomplished. Get up and make a little move. Move your shoulder or something. Move something of me. Accomplished. I'm leaving here to accomplish something. I got God's word. I'm going to accomplish something. I didn't just come here. I'm going to leave here. I'm going to accomplish something. When I leave here, I'm going to accomplish something. I got God's word, and his word not returning void. I'm going to accomplish what I need to accomplish. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to leave here. I'm going to accomplish something. Say it. In my life. And in the life of people who come around me, something going to be accomplished. Supernaturally. I didn't just come to church. I come to hear from God. My life will never be the same. The next thing I talk to, got to obey me. Hear the Lord say, hear the Lord say, tell them I just give them a supernatural voice. But then call things that be not. Mark 11:23. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea. When you're spoken to supernaturally, you can speak supernaturally.
Hallelujah.
I come to praise the Lord, me. I speak to every issue in here. Everything somebody going through that they shouldn't be going through, I speak to it now in the name of Jesus, because God says word will not return to him void. Then he said in John 15:7, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, ask what you will and it shall be done to you. One translation said, make a demand upon what is right for yours and I'll see to it that you have it. God said, my word that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. They can create supernatural ways for you, supernatural miracles, supernatural signs and wonders for you. My word is not a normal like a man would. My word owns the whole world. Hallelujah. Yes, sir, I receive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who got something they need to speak to up in here? And it doesn't matter how heavy it is, the word can pick it up and move it. Doesn't matter how long it's been there, because it's not longer than the word. The word is eternal. So you haven't been dealing with something longer than the word. Nothing you're dealing with can say, I got you first. The word was here already. Don't care if it's been 35 years you've been dealing with it. The word was here for you. So therefore the word have authority over whatever you've been dealing with. Clap your hand, we just won. 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 Clap your hand. Clap your hand, we just won. Clap your hand, we just won. Clap you people, all you people, clap your hand. We just won. 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 All you people, clap your hand. We just won. That thing you've been dealing with. 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 Clap your hand. You just won. Clap your hand, you just won. Clap your hand, you just won. Clap your hand, you just won. That thing you've been dealing with is over now. It's over. You got the word now. Go with the word of God. Clap your hand, you just won. Clap your hand, you just won. Clap your hand, you just won. You just won it. Clap, you just won it. Clap your hand, you just won. Clap your hand. Clap your hand, you got the victory. Clap your hand, you got the victory. Clap your hand, you got the victory. I said, clap your hand. Clap your hand, you got the victory. Clap your hand, you got the victory. Clap your hand, you got the victory. The glory is here. The glory of God is here. Hallelujah. Clap your hand, you just won the victory. Clap whatever you're dealing with. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Thing that been holding you back. Thing that have not let you cross on the other side of the track. I want you to know right now God dealing with it. I'm telling you, whatever you're dealing with, God dealing with it right now. I feel the Spirit of God moving in this house right now. He is dealing with every case. Whatever you need to get over, you're going to get over. Whatever you need to get done, it's being done right now. Whatever blessing you need, it's flowing in your direction right now. Glory to God. Clap your hands some more. Clap your hands. Glory to God. Clap your hands. You got the victory. Clap your hand. You got the victory right now. Whatever you're dealing with, clap your hand. You got the victory. Jesus.